For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump. Missouri farmers will get a larger property tax bill for their land starting in 2015. Property tax for agricultural land is based on its productive value. Farms are divided into eight groups based upon land quality, with the best in grade one and the worst in grade eight. The Missouri Tax Commission has recommended increasing the productive values for all farms by about 5%. State lawmakers' deadline to reject that proposal was this past weekend. It means the new values will be in place for the 2015 and 2016 tax years. The Tax Commission estimates the change will mean about 10 cents more per tax acre. The commission says the last change in productive values took effect in 1995. A new audit says Missouri's low-income housing program is inefficient and among the costliest in the nation. The report Monday by State Auditor Tom Schweik says Missouri awards more low-income housing tax credits per capita than any other state. But the audit says the program is inefficient because only 42 cents of every $1 in tax credits goes toward the actual construction of housing. The report says the rest goes to investors, syndication firms, and federal taxes. Special committees that have analyzed the program have reached similar conclusions in the past, but lawmakers have been at loggerheads over whether to par back the program because some say it has a laudable goal. The audit says the tax credits helped finance about 47,000 housing units since 1998. The Student Parent Center at University Village, which is located in the same complex where a balcony collapsed on February 22nd, has parents worried about their children's safety. Claire Schmidt, who has a daughter who attends the daycare, says she is concerned about the center's future.
We don't know if the daycare center is going to still be there. It seems really clear that these buildings are falling to pieces, so it seems like something is going to have to be done. And I'm very concerned that the university is just going to let the Student Parent Center die.
University spokesperson Christian Basie says the structure of the center is safe.
At every building in the University Village apartment complex inspected for structural issues, and that included the building that houses the Student Parent Center. All of those buildings were declared structurally sound.
There has not been any further discussion about structural changes for the Student Parent Center. For the first time in 163 years of operation, the Missouri School for the Deaf in Fulton will have a deaf superintendent. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education has selected Ernest Garrett to take over the position on July 1st this year. Stephen Barr is the assistant commissioner for the Office of Special Education with the department. He says the department wanted to reach out to the deaf community when advertising for applicants.
Well, we're excited that he has been selected as the superintendent. The fact that he's deaf is probably a plus. But Ernest made it not based on his deafness, but because we thought he was the right person for the job.
Garrett is currently the executive director of the Missouri Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing. He says as an African-American and deaf man, he was a bit stunned at being offered the position and that it's an honor he's still processing. State employees will now have access to a new on-site health care center. Governor Jay Nixon announced today that the Strive for Wellness Health Center is set to open soon in downtown Jefferson City. The center will be located in the Harry S. Truman Building and will allow all state employees enrolled in the Missouri Consolidated Health Care Plan to have access to common health care services and preventative care. Judith Muck is the executive director of the Missouri Consolidated Healthcare Plan. Muck says having the center in the workplace ensures access to quality healthcare.
So it brings an opportunity for staff to have quick access to healthcare, and hopefully what we hope is to avoid more expensive care in an emergency room or an urgent center because they've delayed care.
The state partnered with Cerner Corporation to build and operate the facility. Nixon says the facility will help keep health care costs in check and offer better returns for Missouri taxpayers. The state estimates a $5 billion return of investment from this facility. The health care center is scheduled to open March 17th. Low humidity and heavy winds have created opportune conditions for controlled fires to run away. Since Friday, fire departments in Mid-Missouri have responded to about 20 outside fires. Martina Pounds is a spokesperson with the Boone County Fire District.
For this time of year, it's pretty common. The weather was decent, and it's been dry for a couple days, and so people were out burning the fields, and you know, sometimes they kind of don't have it under control very good, and then it gets away from them.
Fire officials in Boone County say with warmer weather, the ground is dry and dormant, so residents should be extra careful if they decide to burn. The Jefferson City Fire Department took an extra step today and asked residents not to burn at all. For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump.